The so-called gig economy, a disruption of traditional ways of doing business, is changing the way we do a great many things, how we get around town, where we stay when we travel, and now with Uber Eats, the way we get our dinner. Your smartphone is not just for pizza anymore, as Jonathan Wong, author of Driving Profits and Making Bank, is about to explain to us. He's with us in our studio. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me here.
It's good to have you here. I've been noticing you since you come in. Your smartphone is never far away, right? And you use it for a lot of things that, you know, I'm still to the point. I just use mine to make phone calls. It sits unused for, you know, most of the day. But you've adapted to a completely different application of that gizmo, haven't you?
You know, and I think for most people within my age group and under, you know, we are tied to our mobile devices. We use it for every single thing. So making calls, sending messages to our friends and loved ones. And as you kind of mentioned a little bit earlier, getting services through our phone.
That range of services seems to be expanding almost daily, Jonathan.
It's crazy, Chris. You know, you talked about getting rides, and, you know, within our current on-demand economy, you'd be surprised at the types of things you can get through your phone on an on-demand basis. So besides rides, you can order food, you can have somebody pick up your groceries for you, you can have somebody walk a dog for you, you can get an on-demand therapist through your phone. And, you know, all of these represent services that we as consumers can get, but it also represents, you know, income-making opportunities for people who want to get into some of these opportunities.
It also represents a threat to more traditional ways of doing things where you, you know, if you want to start a restaurant, you lease a building and commit yourself to a lengthy lease, and you've got to pay that nut each month, and you've got to make sure that people physically come to your facility. It's a whole different way of thinking, isn't it?
It is. It is, definitely. You know, for, you know, with regard to the on-demand delivery services, you know, food delivery is, you know, it's a pretty old industry. You know, we think about, you know, the Pizza Hut delivery boy bringing a pizza to your house.
Right.
The occasional Chinese restaurant that did employ delivery people. Nowadays, you know, with services like Uber Eats and Postmates, you know, with the push of a button, you know, you can get an order from just about any restaurant that's part of these services. So,
yeah. Do you see a lot of people your age, of your generation, you know, coming out of college and finding there aren't that many jobs as they thought there were going to be? More and more of them creating their own ways of making a living using this gig economy?
Definitely. You know, we've seen it on the mainland for several years, and, you know, these opportunities are slowly making their way to Hawaii. You know, Uber and Lyft have been around for several years now. Postmates, which is another on-demand delivery service, they've been around for a while.
What's Postmates?
They're a on-demand delivery service, so they were the complement. You know, if you think of Uber and Lyft as ride-hailing, Postmates was the first on-demand delivery service for food, as well as things that, you know, you could get from like a 7-Eleven or like a Long's, you know, if you need, you know, somebody to go pick up your meds or your toothbrush, you ran out of soap. You know, instead of you yourself going down, you just hit a button, order it from there, a guy brings it to you. So that was Postmates. And then, you know, Uber ventured into delivery business with Uber Eats. So, you know, they're copying and diversifying into the Postmates business model.
Let's just say I have a bunch of groceries and maybe I'm indisposed, unable to get them to my home. Say I've got $50 worth of groceries, you know, a couple of large bags. What's it going to cost to get that delivered, say, within a 10-mile radius?
You know, for that, that's through the Instacart app. So Instacart is the delivery on-demand service that they have. You know, the delivery fees, I believe, are around maybe about the $10 mark. You know, don't fully quote me on that.
Just ballpark, you know.
Yeah, ballpark figure. Yeah, so, you know, not that, you know, it's not completely unaffordable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you factor in your time and your gas to get somewhere, you know, it's not bad.
Does it make the person giving those deliveries, can he or she make a living?
You know, with Instacart, I believe so. You know, grocery delivery, generally speaking, pays better than food delivery. So, you know, a grocery delivering service, you know, somebody could viably make a living, or at least a very good part-time income.
Yeah.
You know, I would never fully recommend ever putting all of your eggs in one basket.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's just not a good thing.
Sure.
But, you know, for a lot of people, you know, they'll diversify their income earning opportunities. You know, I know a lot of Lyft drivers and Uber drivers who also work for Instacart. You know, so you have a couple of balls that you're juggling in the air. Ultimately, you know, it's whatever comes to your phone is what you respond to first. And, you know, you take on so many gigs throughout the day, you know, you could earn, you know, up to $200, $300 a day as a gig worker.
Well, that's going to have some appeal to quite a few people, especially, you know, I'm thinking a student starting out trying to find that first job after college.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I would recommend these opportunities to just about anyone, whether, you know, you're looking to just earn some extra bucks on the side, or if you are having trouble securing a regular job, you know, there's a lot of appeal to the gig economy because, you know, you're not tied to a certain schedule. You know, as an independent contractor, you work at your convenience.
Yeah.
So, you know, like for me, you know, I'm self-employed. But, you know, if things are slow on my other business, you know, because I am an independent contractor of Uber, Lyft, Instacart, Postmates, WAG, that's the on-demand dog walking service.
Oh, that's a new one on me.
Yeah.
Great name.
Yeah. Because I'm an independent contractor of all of those services, you know, my phone is beeping all the time saying, hey, would you like to, you know, give this person a ride? Would you like to walk this dog? Would you like to go pick up from this restaurant? Would you want to go pick up somebody's groceries from Safeway? You know, you add all of that up enough throughout the day, you're doing pretty well.
So you just find out, say, as Uber Eats just started out. So
yeah.
You would then maybe email Uber Eats and say, I'm available to be a driver for you?
So all of these, you know, services have an onboarding process. You sign up to be an independent contractor with them, and then you go through their small training process. Typically, you just watch a YouTube video that trains you.
Uh-huh.
You consent to a background check.
They do a background check.
Yeah, all of them do a background check. It's to keep, you know, all the users safe, basically.
Well, that's comforting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You don't want just any stranger coming into your house to walk your dog or give you a ride or drop off your groceries. And then from there, you download the app. And then typically how all of these things work is for Uber and the delivery services, when you want to accept jobs, you turn on the app to say, hey, I'm available to take a job. And then, you know, when you're tired of it or when you have other things to do, you turn off the app saying, okay, I'm not taking any jobs right now.
This is going to have a lot of appeal to a lot of working people.
Yeah, it does.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Yeah.
Jonathan Wong is a business consultant, author of the book Driving Profits and Making Bank. You can learn more about him and his work on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.